everyone. Welcome to She Said What. I am your host, Toni Kendrick, and we are in our episode 3 today. Woo! Hand clap of praise.
Yay.
And guess what we're talking about? We're talking about the good, the bad, and the ugly of quarantine. Yes, ma'ams and sirs. I posed a question the other day asking you guys, what is the good, the bad, and ugly that you have seen with your significant other or bae or boo that you are social distancing with and shelter in placing with? What are some things that have been amazing, some things that have been bad, some things that are just like, ooh, really, like ugly, like her feet or something. So, yeah, so we're going to talk about that, as well as I did a poll.
Oh.
Yeah, the poll was interesting, you guys, and I can't wait to get into those numbers. But the poll's question was simply, is there any deal breaker that you have seen in your significant other during this time? So when this all lets up, yes or no, are you walking, are you staying? So
this sounds like married at first sight. Yo, all over again.
All over again, starting all the way over. So it was interesting to me. The numbers were really interesting, because I thought once people, you know, I really think that people fight for stuff these days. No, is that not the case?
It don't seem like it. Especially with us, like how we grew up around people that's been married 20 plus years. And then, you know, we always believed in fighting to the death. But nowadays it's like, oh, your toe look like that. Your pinky toe.
Oh, yeah. We still have dudes stuck in the boomerang days. Of Eddie Murphy. Eddie Murphy has messed y'all up since 1990. What was that?
Three?
Two? Three? Y'all still stuck on that, pulling the sheet back and then just running out the door when there's so much more probably to this wonderful woman, some right. substance or whatever. But the numbers really shocked me, because who likes to start over though? Does that mean when you leave, you starting over?
But it also you gotta think about like how long they've been invested in their relationship as well. So if you only like 1-2 months in, of course, it's easy to just get up and leave. But if you're invested like years, yeah, I don't think they would just up and leave like that.
So Facebook, I have my Facebook comments going and I'm on the live. So I wanna ask you guys that are watching right now and that's listening, give me something good. Give me something good that your significant other or your boo has shown you through this shelter in place. I did receive some very good feedback. One was from a nurse, and she is on the front line, and she said the good thing about her husband is that he cooks every night, because it's no telling when she's going to make it home. That's or when dope. She's going to be there. And they're in a relationship where it's a Muslim relationship. So you know how that goes. It's right. very female, you know, male, masculine, dominant. Mm-hmm. And she would have to be the one that cooked all the time. Yeah. And being that she's a nurse, he has flipped the tables. Look at that. That is
compromising
communication. Yes. So I thought that was really, really dope.
Right.
Really, really dope. I did hear something from a couple that is not married, mm-hmm. but they've been dating for a while, and her good thing about him was they just got to really chill and learn more about each other, mm-hmm. and get to know one another without so much distraction.
Yeah, from the outside world.
Because you're just sitting there.
Yep, and you're interacting with each other more so than anybody else now. So, yeah, I understand that.
Okay, and I have it pulled up right here. And one more thing. So let's say for the singles, like, so I said someone that was married, the Muslim couple. Then I just said a couple that was dating. Then I had a single young lady that she's dating, but I don't believe her boyfriend lives in with her. Mm-hmm. But she was saying the good thing that she's learned is that that her kids mm-hmm. haven't completely lost their crap. by being locked in with her. I thought that was super, super, super dope. Super dope. What are some good things you've learned? Yes, fight for your man. I love that. Someone just come in and fight for it. Fight for your man. Fight for your woman. No, people give up quick. And that's true. She said people do give up quick.
That's true.
I just read in scrolling, one of my homegirls that's a business owner said that her husband has been super, the good about her husband is that he's been super supportive because she owns a salon, so she can't service her clients. Right. She said, so it's been so great that he has actually given her an allowance every Wednesday, and he understands her push not to go to work, even though we opened this week,
right.
basically.
Right.
She still didn't open her doors because she wants to be safe, and she said that he's totally supportive of it, and that he is giving her an allowance every Wednesday. Would your husband give you an allowance?
Yes, knowing him, because he's just that type of guy. Like, he always goes above and beyond to make sure, you know, I'm good. And I do the same for him as well. I think during this quarantine, we've, you know, pretty much made it through so far.
She said that, yeah, she get the allowance, but she has to put in a little extra work in the bedroom.
Dang. Dang.
I have a guy that commented. I got a guy that commented, and he says he's able to eat more healthy meals at home. So that's a good thing, right?
He's by himself?
I think he's dating.
So she been hooking him up with the grilled chicken, the skinless, boneless chicken breast,
and some asparagus spears. What was it? What did Martin say?
Asparagus spears. If we was white, it'd be asparagus tips. Racial, man, racial.
Okay, so, and another guy said, the good is she's a loving person who puts other first, which he already knew, but during this quarantine it was confirmed. That's dope when you get confirmation on you trying to really feel out,
right.
if you really want to kick it with somebody,
right.
and then they just give you all the confirmations that they're the right one. I think that is super duper dope.
That's like me. I got my confirmation for my husband, Snowpocalypse, because we had just got engaged.
That's when everybody was dying in Atlanta caught on the highway.
And now we were in the car for 14 hours. He got out the car. He would walk
Y'all
up.
Y'all were together?
We were together. He got out the car. He would walk up.
This is a good story,
oh,
guys.
Oh. You can't get off right here. You got to keep going down. Like, we were trying to get off an exit because we were going to his house because he had car issues. So he would get out. Nah, you can't do this exit. So let's do the next one. So went to the next exit. It was blocked off. So I went like maybe 5-6 miles out of the way. But when I got there, he was like, you know, go ahead, you know, take your shower and stuff. I'm going to go downstairs and cook for you. We were in the car from noon until 2:00 in the morning. And he went downstairs, cooked for me and everything. He was like,
so that was your confirmation.
That was my confirmation right there.
I'm gonna lock him in.
Exactly, because that's hard to come by.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. My confirmation is when he's really supportive of my business. And he understands that I...
And you're a hustler.
And he understands my hustle. So if he understands my hustle and he can roll with it and know that I don't be on my phone like texting guys or
you all about your business.
I'm working. I am constantly branding. If he can get that through his head, we can rock. If he's real insecure about that phone, if you insecure about a phone, you can't be with me. You'll be done slit your wrist.
But you're gorgeous, bruh. Like. Oh my gosh, here we go.
Oh, that's so mean. But yeah, so if he can roll with me, not just my phone, but just know I don't sleep. My brain is always going. I'm always coming up with the next best thing for Tony, the next best move for happiness and freedom. You know what I'm saying? It ain't even about the money. It's about in the big picture, being happy, being able to move how we want to move, right. go when we want to go, do what we want to do. Those are the things for me. So if he can roll with that hustle and then know on the other side of that, mm-hmm. I love being a mom. Mm-hmm. Then we tight work.
And your kid is everything to
my
you.
My kid is everything to me. Right. My cub is everything. Okay, so back to the subject. We have a person that's dating. Let's go into the bad. She was saying she didn't have any deal breakers. She just said some things that annoy me only because we don't live together. So they don't live together. So okay. But during shelter in place and quarantine, they have been basically like hanging out, like shacking up at her place.
Right.
And she says, and we don't live together regularly. And he has been at my house for the entire month and I'm over it, in all cap letters. She said he can go back to his now.
Did she say anything in particular?
So then I asked, I said, did he leave the toilet seat up and you fell in? I mean, you know, that's the worst. You wake up sleepwalking in the middle of the night. You go in the toilet.
My suggestion for that. You sit down
and you just splash cold water up your butt. Like, you just.
My suggestion for that, for any couple, have separate bathrooms.
But honestly, master bedroom, going into the toilet, the seat left up.
He heard a splash.
She said, no, he's actually really good with that, surprisingly. But she didn't go into what he getting on. I guess he just getting on her nerves.
Did he take your Captain Crunch and Crunch Berries like me?
I was about to say, and here you go. She said, her husband, let me read y'all what she wrote. She said, this dude really tried me. We both have our favorite cereal in the house. And this dude grabbed my Captain Crunch and Crunch Berries. Bruh, I don't touch your Reese's Pieces cereal. Don't you touch my damn Captain Crunch. And so that was your bad during this shelter in place time. Her and her husband. Terry, bless your heart.
But he loves me though.
Well, clearly he wanted to share your
cereal. We go to the store together. We get our stuff, our selective stuff. And we, you know, kind of have our differences as far as cereal. Come on, man. The Captain Crunch.
Okay. And so then we have... a person that says they're good, bad, and ugly. I don't have a significant other is the good. The bad is I don't have a significant other. And the ugly was I don't have a significant other.
So what is it?
So they just in the house, quarantining in shelter in place alone. We ain't even going to say miserable.
But you ain't got to worry about nobody eating your snacks and stuff. That's a good
thing. Your snacks. You ain't got to worry about the toilet seat being up and you fall in. What's some things that y'all...
They've been basically commenting on
what we've been talking about. Not slit wrist, yeah, slit wrist. There goes my bae. So check this out. So let's get into this because how long we've been talking?
I can't gauge it.
You can't gauge it. We need to start having a timer going because it's important. How many dudes? As I said, we're on Facebook.
It's like 15
live.
Minutes.
Okay. So how many dudes actually quarantined with a chick that could not cook? Anybody watching, listening, that did not receive a home-cooked meal by the significant other, wife, or whomever that could not cook? Because per my poll, that was the number one thing that was the deal breaker, is she can't cook.
Ooh.
Now, like in my household, like when we were growing up, our mama and daddy didn't play that. Like we had to know how to cook.
You had to survive, man. Mama and might be upstairs sleep
or working.
Right. Exactly.
We had hustlers. Our parents was hustlers. So
I was working at 14.
I wasn't 13. Working at 14.
13.
I wasn't working
13,
at 14. 13. I had 7 cars by the time I was 20. So yeah. So like we not finna sit up here and act like we was not privileged. We did what was necessary.
Yeah,
we were spoiled. We were spoiled kids. So, but number one, guy said that she don't cook. And then what amazes me as well is the helpers. Y'all ain't said nothing. Y'all ain't even go. These dudes came with she don't do this, she don't do this, she don't do this. The chicks, we so down for our men. Y'all see that? No chick didn't say anything bad except He ate my Captain Crunch. It's time for him to go back to his house now. These dudes are going in from she don't cook. Now, number two, she don't clean. She don't know how to clean. Do you know how to clean? Do you know how to cook?
So did she even attempt to make something? Like, that's my question. Like, did she attempt to make a meal for him and he ate
it?
And
from,
it was
from, well, this is a poll. So from what I'm gathering from this is she did not cook at all.
Like, even no, like, sandwich.
So, okay, so let's talk about that. So how we gonna get through the rest of the shelter in place is you gonna go to Publix, you gonna go get one of them rotisserie chickens, you gonna put it in the crock pot, put you a little water at the bottom, cut you up some onions, and cut you up some potatoes and some celery and some carrots. Sit that mug in there, pretend that you cooked it.
So we're doing a Miss Doubtfire.
Yes, we just, yeah, we working it out what it's looking like. And then you're gonna get you, go in the frozen section, get you some them steamed green beans. You're gonna put them in the microwave for 7 minutes. 7 minutes, take them out, put them in a sauteing pan with the onions and the butter and the garlic powder and the black pepper, and make you some instant mashed potato. Oh, well, we have potatoes inside of the chicken. There you go, a whole meal, sis. And it didn't take a whole lot. And then he gonna be like, oh, my bacon cook.
Yeah, I can. You know how
but
I
But y'all can't
do.
Can't have no dates when you cook together, sis, because then.
U-S-O-L.
So then the number three thing I received was she don't shower.
What?
Why everybody stop? Everybody stopped and looked. Everybody froze. Everybody in here was on their phone, iPads, and everybody just looked up.
What?
Yeah, she's not the cleaniness. She's not clean, clean. She's not clean. So, yeah.
Wait a minute. So you mean to tell me somebody is in the comforts of their own home and don't wash their ass whatsoever?
Whew.
Me, I got a shower
with
every day.
With the corona. Y'all know how y'all was about some tissue, so you funny about the soap and the water?
God dang.
With the virus that's going around taking folks out, and they telling you not to touch your face, not to dig in your nose, not to touch your face, not to do any of those things. They telling you to wash your hands, but you won't wash your ass.
So, your asses go die.
Nasty.
From
nasty.
Just touching your face. That is messy.
So, you're going to die stanking. You're going to die stanking.
The people at the funeral home ain't going to want to clean your ass.
Oh, my
Excuse
God.
Excuse me. Sorry. Excuse
beep.
Me.
The little 11-year-old was supposed to say beep. She didn't. But it's okay. We got it. So
exactly.
The next thing is
stinky,
clingy,
nasty,
and needy. They didn't realize how clingy and needy the person actually was. So I don't think this is a good time to be really clingy and needy, because you right there underneath each other's noses. So what the hell are you clinging to?
Why are you clinging in the first place?
Yes. Why are you? Thank you. Why? That's crazy.
You see this person every day.
Every day.
Damn. Like, why? Are people just that
I have
needy?
A question. How many of you guys, even girls, how many of you are in quarantine and social distancing and shelter in place with your significant other, and she still come downstairs and be like, who you messing with? Who you cheating with?
Oh, hell no.
I just want to know.
That's a
anybody?
Bit much.
Anybody?
That's when the dude walk around, like, they go to the store, he praying she catch the Rona. Like, I just don't want to deal with this shit no more.
Oh, my God. Nobody should pray that. That is horrible. She said, what?
Exactly.
She said she hopes he praying that she catch the Rona.
Don't nobody want to deal with that. You in quarantine. You see each other every day. Like,
so
dude.
So, clingy and needy was number four on the list. So, number five is talk all the damn time.
What you got to talk about?
If we ain't talking about money and
if what we gonna eat, that's
and
it.
What we gonna eat, then ain't nothing to talk about. Go read a book over there. So, listen to your Billie Holiday upstairs.
So, what we talk about is...
Pick up a hobby. Get a new hustle.
I got a new hustle.
Like paparazzi jewelry, you know. Oh, get you a new hustle. I had to plug that. Hey, Posh and Class. Check it out, poshandclass.com.
I'm trying to think about what we talk. We just talk about, okay, what you want for dinner. Okay, how's work going? Okay, cool.
You definitely need to talk because there's a lot of things going on right now.
Right.
There's a lot of things going on emotionally, mentally for people. You definitely need to have sit downs. But just to be talking about nothing.
Right.
Nothing on nothing.
Right. If I sense something is wrong, I'm going to ask him. Like, you need to talk about anything.
You definitely need to be like, how was your day?
Right. But just.
Is there anything I can do? Baby, what do you need? Can I make it better? Better yet, let me make it better. And then carry on. Yeah. I mean, she's sitting next to me, the 11-year-old. So.
Okay.
So definitely, like,
Don't be sitting there talking about every post on Facebook. Look.
Every post on Facebook, every Instagram.
Instagram story.
Every comment somebody done said, and then you hawk in the comment section. He don't want to hear that. She don't want to hear that. I know some guys that do that, you know?
Oh,
I know guys that be like, look, look, look. And I be like, I don't want to look. I'm not interested. Like,
Boring.
Boring.
It ain't got nothing
to
do with me.
Let's sum this up. So that was the good. So the good was mostly everybody is pretty much compromising, working it out with their spouse, whether it's not just the woman cooking, the man may be cooking, the man or what she say? They're learning more about each other as they're dating.
Right.
One lady kept her business closed, continues to keep it closed because it's lunch. She'd rather be safe than sorry. And her husband allows her to have an allowance. She just has to give a little bit extra.
Question. As an entrepreneur, you see what's going on.
Yes.
You see what Governor Kemp is attempting to do. Mm-hmm. You see a lot of these people are like, nah, I'm not risking it. Are you guys in a situation to where you're planning for the possibility of being in quarantine maybe a month to 2 months from now?
When we first went into shelter in place, I planned to be in quarantine for 1 month.
Okay.
1 month. But as we went on,
mm-hmm.
I saw that that was not the case. It was going to be over a month.
Right.
And when we got to that month, I went ahead and started planning for 2 months.
Right.
And I think that was March. So I was planning the end of May.
Right.
Do I know the outcome when I get to May? Absolutely not, because of the type of business my main bread and butter, I don't know.
Right.
I do know that there are some parents and families that's very supportive that I can count on, that's going to make sure the wheels keep turning. I'm going to make sure the wheels keep turning.
Right.
However, that's, I think, this new normal and what I do in my industry is very hard.
It
so
is.
Even if he says I can open up, which underneath the gym, mm-hmm. I can open up,
mm-hmm.
it's not conducive. It's not going to be productive. I would be only opening up to take someone's money. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's not fair, and that's not needed during this time.
Exactly.
Even though I need the money,
mm-hmm.
even though I have a kid to take care of, it doesn't work.
Right.
It's not like 6 feet apart. I can't spot them in tumbling. Only so many kids can be in at a time. The kids can't be near each other. So how are we going to stunt? How are we going to lift each other? You know,
right.
It's a whole bunch of things. So I feel like when people are saying that they're about to open back up, it's just for the dollar.
Right.
And my brand is not built on the dollar. My brand
exactly.
is built on being an outreach, an outlet
right.
for kids that possibly you would never see on those kind of stages.
Exactly.
I planned for 2 months. I planned for the end of May, and it's looking like we're going to be another
mm-hmm.
maybe June 1st. Honestly, and that's me just being honest. The
right.
more information I receive, the more I'm going to be in the good, bad, and the ugly of the quarantine. Nobody didn't even ask me how my experience was.
I mean,
besides the business owner part, but
I mean, because I pretty much got to. I mean, I've been around you during quarantine,
but my quarantine mm-hmm. has been great. Let me tell y'all why it's been great. I have learned to fall back in love with my business.
Right.
And to fall back in love with the grind and the hustle. you get so complacent and comfortable sometimes that you, this has taken me out of my comfort zone where I have to be creative. I have to come up with things. I have to stay on top. I have to stay visible. So it has done that for me. The bad is I live in the city now, which I downsized. So I left there because I felt like it's safer out of my mom's house.
Right, of course.
And two queens and one castle is not the move. Mm. Is not the move. But, I mean, I love my mama. Y'all know, y'all see her on here. Y'all see us clowning and stuff. But it's her house. You know what I'm saying? And she runs her ship the way she runs it, you know? And my daddy want me there all the time. Like, I'm still 18.
Daddy wants everybody to move back home.
18. And even if I get in the car to go to Sam's, where you going?
It ain't. Or he'll block you in the driveway.
Nothing else is open, Dad. I'm just going to the grocery store.
Right.
The ugly is business-wise.
Right.
Just not knowing the uncertainty. So I have lined myself up with trying to be better. Okay. And all of those things that I've heard, seven streams of incomes, and even not even seven, things that are not brick and mortar. You know what
right.
I'm saying?
Right.
To invest in those things and to start doing those things. That's what I am.
How are the kids?
The kids are amazing. The kids of CAO Elite are amazing. They are, they're anxious.
Mm-hmm.
They're ready to get back in the gym. They're sad because we're not together, but we are together virtually every Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday during classes. It was a little painful because we missed like two or three competitions towards the end.
Didn't you miss the Super Bowl?
We missed the Super Bowl of cheerleading, which was the summit.
Right.
But no, they're still having that, but we're not going.
Okay.
We finished with Dallas, which is just as big, NCAA All-Star Nationals. So we had an okay season.
Right.
But we're ready to get back in there, but we're going to do it when it's absolutely safe.
Right.
And it's absolutely closer to our normal. We're not going to be in an environment that's very abnormal where we're not getting anything done and all I'm doing is sending invoices out. That's not fair.
Yes, because I don't think they can cheer and wear a mask and gloves at the same time.
Yes, I love my families. I love my parents. I love my kids. Anything, and they're supportive. Thank you for the people that donated to the $2 support, the Cash App of CAO.
Right.
Thanks for the parents that know that the gym is closed but still shoot me like money, like, hey, I know, you know, I'm still able to work or we're still able to work over here.
Right.
Here's a blessing. Y'all are a blessing. I know who you are and don't think that it has not been seen or forgotten. I am, you know me, I'm always the left side thinker, so I'm planning something just as big as our grand reopening for you guys. And right. I appreciate you. You got some news for me, I heard.
I got some news for you. What news have you heard? Because I don't talk much.
I thought I had
So she said what?
She said what? That's me.
Hosted by Tony Kendrick.
That's me.
Is now available on podcast Apple app.
Woo! Did y'all hear that? I'm on the Apple app.
For podcasts?
For podcasts.
And
get to it.
You are also available on Spotify.
Spotify! Ah!
So,
am I excited for a good reason? Are these good things?
Yes, because we can actually see how many streams you're getting, your audience, and everything. So, once I see those statistics, I can make the necessary adjustments. Oh, let me not go there. But that's information that we need. And we're waiting for the Pandora Amp podcast app. And we're waiting for the Google Play podcast. So
I'm a savage. Classy, bougie, ratchet.
You ain't got the remix, though. You supposed to do.
Oh, yes, I heard. I haven't heard it. Can we play it? We can't play it? I heard about this Beyonce verse or something like that.
I think.
Hey, Sharon.
I personally think this is just me thinking out loud.
It's whack.
I personally believe that Beyonce should try putting out a rap album. I know she has writers and everything, but do
her
it anyway.
Her husband is.
It ain't even him.
He wasn't even on it.
It ain't even him. She got other writers.
New stream of income. Absolutely. Okay, so yeah, I'm a savage, y'all. Classy, bougie, ratchet. What's the next verse? Sassy?
I don't know.
What's happening?
But.
What's happening?
So next Saturday, everybody needs to be on Instagram, though. I know that much.
Next Saturday.
Next Saturday. Next 9 Saturday. O'clock.
9 p.m.
9 p.m. 9 Eastern p.m. Standard Time.
Everybody needs to be.
IG Live.
On IG Live.
We have Jill Scott.
Jill Scott.
Versus Erykah Badu.
Whoo, shit.
Yes. Oh, Timbaland just made the announcement today.
Oh, so, okay. So, Erykah said, no Lauren. Because y'all know we would have been waiting all night for Lauren to show
up.
Man,
she wouldn't have showed up. She wouldn't have showed up to Saturday.
Even the phone laying right there beside her, and she still wouldn't have showed
Bruh,
up.
Bruh, I saw she Lauren even hit Hill. The live. I saw Lauren Hill back in 2000.
She would have scrolled right by and hit the boomerang button.
2012? Yeah, 2012. It was Jhené Aiko, Nas, and Lauren Hill. Lauren Hill was supposed to go before Nas.
Maybe Jhené and her should do one.
She still ain't going to show up.
No, Jhené and her.
Oh, and her. Yeah, her. That'll be dope.
That would be a dope session. Because make that happen. Somebody that knows somebody that knows somebody. Because I got some people on here that know some folks. Make that happen. Send that out in the air.
Yeah, because hey, I seen her in concert, and that was amazing in itself.
Her is amazing, period. Yeah.
I've been a fan of hers for like, oof. What is this, 2020?
Then she wouldn't remember her lyrics. That somebody said that Lauryn Hill would not remember her lyrics.
That's true. Because when I went to see her in 2012, it was treacherous. Like, you're waiting for X Factor to come on because that's your jam. And then it comes on and it's like this reggae rock type deal. And you're looking like, what the fuck is going on? And everybody else is looking at each other like, what is this? This is not the Lauryn Hill I'm used to hearing.
Don't y'all hate? Okay, so we're going to get into, see, I'm about to start another subject. So I'm going to end this one. And just say this as we wrap up. So we have 9 p.m. live on IG.
Next Saturday.
Next Saturday. And I'm on Apple Podcasts as well as Spotify Podcasts. That's exciting news.
You're going to put the links in there.
I put the links on the next. I'm going to post up this next episode once it's edited. But let me say this as you were saying that. I just posted something where I asked you guys, what girl or guy group would you be? If you had to represent,
and I told you, moms would be in Vogue.
So I want you to think about that because that's going to lead us into our next episode.
Really? What you going to talk about next episode?
I don't know. What y'all think I should talk about? But I think music should definitely be one, and especially with all these live concerts and all these IG concerts
and the verses and the going
battles
on.
Going on, and yeah,
I still think Babyface won.
I think Lil Jon won. I don't know what these kids talking about. Some
oh
Lil
yeah,
Payne.
Lil Jon. Lil Jon.
I mean T Pain.
Lil Jon won
said,
that.
She said Lil Pain. T Pain. Yes, I don't even think T Pain won. I really think that Lil Jon won. I think Lil Jon won. I think out of the who was that? The who? Come on, Swiss Beatz and Tim. I think Tim won.
Yeah. But the thing is, with Manny Fresh and Scott Storch.
Oh, Scott Storch is a beast.
I didn't know he had that much range.
Y'all. I was like, because I watched it on YouTube on the TV, on the big screen. I was like, oh, Scott is, I mean, once he put, when he started playing the keyboard to his beats, I was like, Manny, you still in New Orleans. You've been in New Orleans for the last, this nigga done went to Beyonce,
years.
Mariah,
Chris Brown,
and you still over there with Hot Boys. I mean, and Juvenile. I mean, because
I
it up.
Honestly
we
thought
we can only listen. We educated women. We love Back It Up. You know, for the five
that
what thing is it, 2000. But however, you know what I'm saying? Manny stayed in New Orleans for forever. But see, this is gonna lead us into the next episode. So I don't want to talk about it too much. We can wrap up those battles
and
talk about it then. And we're gonna ask y'all some questions. Listen, when I post the questions.
Answer
the questions. Answer the damn questions. Because if I put up a swimsuit picture, I get 300 comments. Give me one answer, baby. Just one answer. Just one time. One time for me. All right? So thank you guys for tuning in to She Said What. I am your host, Toni Kendrick, with special guest Tamaya Gavins. Did I say Gavins right?
Gavins,
Tamaya Gavins on the other mic. And we thank you for listening, and we look forward to talking to you guys next week. Bye-bye.
Peace.
See?